Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. The Padres head out on the road after sweeping the Colorado Rockies 5-3 at Petco Park yesterday. Unbelievable day for the kids. Reimer Liriano hit a monster shot home run into the third deck bar of the Western Metals building yesterday. Not to be outdone, fellow rookie outfielder Abraham Almonte hit a home run off the lower part of that Western Metals building. And Jed Jerko, who was batting 160 when he went on the disabled list, had four more hits yesterday. Batting average is now at 406. Padres have won five in a row, nine of their last 11. Hottest team in baseball since the All-Star break at 16-8. Rockies limp out of San Diego, having lost 44 of their last 62. That being said, Padres go to St. Louis to tangle with the Cardinals tonight. Friars opening a very tough 10-game road trip. Left-hander Eric Stoltz will go against Cardinal right-hander John Lackey. Not a good day on the injury front. Yonder Alonso, the Padre first baseman, headed back to the disabled list with what they fear might be a broken bone in his chronically injured right hand, that or possible torn muscle. He got hurt while standing in the batter's box yesterday. In addition, Yanger Salate, the young third baseman, he left the ballgame with an oblique injury. As the Padres were winning, the Dodgers finally got beat. Lost to Atlanta 3-2. Erwin Santana, 12th win of the year. Dodgers pitcher Hun Jin Ryu left the game. Possible quad injury. This could be huge. LA has only three established starting pitchers right now. Dodgers Braves close out their series with a day game today. Angels beat the Phillies 4-3 last night. Anaheim, Howie Kendrick, two-run single. Houston Street, remember him? 31st save of the season. Halos are raging hot. They have the day off. What a day in Baltimore. Major League Baseball's owners are meeting. Controversial day ahead, meeting to determine who is going to be the next commissioner in baseball. There's a power struggle that has developed as to who's going to replace Bud Selig. Rob Manfred from the commissioner's office, who's been the right-hand man to Bud Selig for 12 years, was thought to be the lead candidate. However, White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf, Angels owner Artie Moreno are leading an insurgent group that wants to propose Tom Werner of the Red Sox become the next commissioner. You know Werner. Werner was the owner of the San Diego Padres who invented the fire sale that nearly wrecked the franchise. Other weird stuff in baseball, Washington Nationals outfielder Jason Worth arrested speeding, doing 105 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Another top draft pick has been suspended by baseball for drug involvement. Josh Sale, number one pick, Tampa Bay Rays, is suspended for the third time in his career. Cole Hamels, making plans to exit the Philadelphia Phillies, has put his lucrative house up for sale outside Philadelphia. John Lester, who the Oakland Athletics got at the trade deadline on a deal for power-hitting outfielder Yoenis Cespedes, goes public and says he might leave Oakland at the end of the year as a free agent and return to the Boston Red Sox. Meanwhile, on the injury front, Colorado Rockies superstar shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, visiting a surgeon, has been told he needs immediate surgery on his injured hip. He'll be gone for the rest of the season. Carlos Gonzalez, the other Rockies outfielder, has left the ball club to go see a knee specialist. And the Rockies' pitching problems continue to grow. Brett Anderson, emergency surgery, bulging disc, gone for the year. The pitcher, making $12 million a season, won just one game this year. Mets are thinking about shutting down hot young pitcher Matt Harvey. They fear he's pushing his rehab from elbow surgery at too quick a pace. This comes days after the Mets lost another pitcher, Jeremy Hefner, who re-tore the elbow ligament in his arm while doing rehab. And it's all over for the Texas Rangers. They have now lost every member of their starting rotation. Yu Darvish, the Japanese ace, has gone on the DL. He's got elbow problems. In football, Chargers held out nine veteran players in practice yesterday, their final day of heavy prep for the game with the Seattle Seahawks on Friday night. Phillip Rivers will be back on the field today, though, or limited walkthrough. Then the Chargers go to the Pacific Northwest. Raiders owner Mark Davis met with San Antonio Spurs owner Peter Holt to discuss a potential working agreement if the NFL franchise moves to the Alamo Dome. Davis termed the talks with Holt and the eight members of the San Antonio City Council serious conversations. One NFL preseason game tonight, Chicago Bears, Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, speaking of preseason football, last Thursday night, Johnny Manziel made his debut for the Cleveland Browns against the Detroit Lions on the NFL Network. 2.8 million viewers watched that game. It's an all-time record for TV for a preseason game. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo will make his first start for the Cowboys this weekend in an exhibition game. He's coming off two back surgeries. Detroit has demoted defensive tackle Nick Fairley. He has put on 10 pounds in the last 10 days. They've demoted him to second team. New England Patriots pull off a couple of trades to pick up a defensive tackle from Green Bay, Jarrell Worthy, and another defensive tackle from the Dallas Cowboys, Ben Bass. And Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner says there will be no panic in the Vikings camp despite the terrible play of Teddy Bridgewater, the number one draft pick. He threw three interceptions in one workout yesterday. In Denver, starting linebacker Danny Trevathan, gone 8 weeks. He's out with a fractured kneecap. College football, San Diego State activates Oregon transfer quarterback Jake Rodriguez. He goes through his first workouts with the Aztecs. Meanwhile, San Diego State moves backup quarterback Chase Favreau. He's going to wide receiver. At the same time, at UCLA, wide receiver Devin Lucian, hospitalized for nearly 6 hours, has been released, returned to the program, but will not play, had head injury and a possible concussion. Notre Dame has reinstated quarterback Everett Golson. He was a starter in 2012, got expelled from school for cheating in 2013, named the Irish starting quarterback yesterday. And Nebraska's athletic director Sean Eichhorst has given a public vote of confidence to explosive coach Bo Pelini, saying his job is not in jeopardy despite numerous temper tantrums on the sidelines. In basketball, good news involving Lakers icon Michael Cooper, the former star guard and assistant coach, recovering from cancer surgery to the tongue. And it's over. Donald Sterling's final appeal to try to block the sale of the NBA LA Clippers turned down by the California State of Appeals. Lots to report in the aftermath of the Tony Stewart tragedy in NASCAR. Indianapolis Star this morning is reporting police in Rochester, New York, continuing the probe of a fatal racing accident. Stewart could be charged with reckless driving in the death of driver Kevin Ward. Meanwhile, the father of Kevin Ward told the Syracuse Post-Standard Stewart should go to prison for being reckless on the track during a caution, saying there was no need for the NASCAR driver to run his son off the track. He believes Stewart tried to show up the kid and wound up hitting him and killing him. And the Rochester News-Democrat is quoting drivers that were on the track. They believe Stewart tried to splash mud on Ward during the caution lap, revving his engine, and instead lost control and clipped the driver. One other note, Tiger Woods is leaving the PGA Golf Tour. Doctors have told him his ailing back is worsening. He will not play in the Ryder Cup. He may not play another tournament the rest of the season. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.